What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take that look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Francisco Carriera, presidential candidate for free postulation, went on Monday to the offices for receiving complaints of the public ministry, located in the area of La Exposición in Bella Vista. This is to denounce, through criminal proceedings, the alleged manipulation of databases, data from the Tribunal Electoral. We ask that the Tribunal Electoral database, be investigated. How is it possible that 641 signatures that correspond to the pre-candidate Zulay Rodriguez appear to me, and that she appears as my activist? That doesn't make any sense or logic. There were 641 signatures that appeared on my list on the 28th of November. This constitutes a crime, according to the Penal Code of the Republic of Panama, and it is the manipulation of a database. That is the reason we already filed the complaint with the Electoral Attorney General's Office last Wednesday. When asked about the investigations and audits carried out by the Tribunal Electoral to the app, Carriera pointed out that his position drawn for signature review is number 3. He also highlighted not having held meetings with the magistrates. In my personal case, I have only 43 signatures that are the ones that appeared. Previously, there were more, but we're going to review. I did not meet with Magistrate Alfredo Honka yesterday. Was a session with Osman Valdez and Santana Diaz, Director and Deputy Director of Electoral Organization of the Tribunal Electoral, on the dynamics of the verification of signatures. A group of workers from the Justo y Bueno stores went to the vicinity of the Ministry of Labor and Labor Development to protest and demand that the company in charge of these establishments comply with the payment of pending wages, contributions to the Social Security Fund, and social benefits. Kayla Arglisa Lefranc, representative of the workers, reported that there are more than 300 people who have been left in limbo after Inversiones Encanto S.A.R. declared the reorganization process unfeasible to rescue and save the company that for several months has been experiencing problems to operate, with a shortage of merchandise due to non-payment to suppliers, which in turn has led to the closure of the premises. Guillermo Garcia Rivas, lawyer for 80 of the Justo y Bueno workers, reported that a collective lawsuit was filed with Mitradel for breach of Article 215 of the Labour Code that establishes dismissal for economic reasons. Garcia Rivas announced that the precautionary measures will also be requested to seize the assets of Inversiones Encanto S.A.R. so that the commitments with the workers can be paid, which also includes the payment for more than a year and a half of the employer's worker quota in the Caja de Social Security, which may lead to other legal actions. To the more than 500 teachers who challenged me yesterday to aspire to the rectorship of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí for the period of 2023 to 2028, I reiterate that I accept the challenge. Well, those were the words of the current rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, or NACHI, Etelvina Medianero de Bonagas, when announcing that she would run for the position for a third consecutive term, until the year 2028. Together, teachers, administrators and students, we continue to move forward because with you we already won, she added in the publication on her Instagram account. Rector Medianero de Bonagas was able to run for a third consecutive term at the head of ONACHI after the approval of Law 292, which modifies Law 4 of 2006, which reorganizes ONACHI and allows the re-election of Medianero de Bonagas. In an interview with La Prensa, which was carried out in February of this year before the approval of the law, Medianero de Bonagas did not deny that there are relatives of her close collaborators working at the university, but she argued that she is not the one who decides who is hired and who is not. In addition, in the first instance, she denied having a relationship with the Universidad Iberoamericana, a house of studies which is based in David, in the province of Chiriquí, of which she was a founder, but after having consulted her about the presence of her daughter and her son-in-law on the board of directors of the same, Medianero de Bonegas called the site a family business. The Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, plans to start the academic recovery program on the 12th of January of next year, said Minister Maruja Gorde de Villalobos. It was reported that this recovery period will take place for 3 weeks and failed students will only be able to enroll in three subjects. Students who fail more subjects must repeat the year. According to the projections of the educational authorities, it is estimated that this school year could end with between 50,000 and 55,000 students failing, taking into account the grades obtained during the first and second quarters of the school year. Gorde de Villalobos said that once the graduation period ends, it is likely that the recovery of subjects will begin on the 12th or 13th of January. In the year 2021, the recovery that took place in January of 2022, we had around 40,000 students. If the figures remain as they are, that could reach 50 or 55,000, said the head of education. The Dominican authorities intercepted a U.S.-registered sailboat with 110 packages of cocaine off the coast of the municipality of Santo Domingo Este and arrested two Panamanians and one Israeli, the National Directorate for Drug Control reported on Monday. A statement from said agency specified that anti-narcotics agents and military personnel received an alert, which immediately activated the maritime units that mobilized to the area and boarded the 36-foot-long sailboat called Acontista with U.S. registration. Two Panamanians and one Israeli were detained, from whom radio communication and navigation equipment, cell phones and personal documents were also confiscated. The sailboat remained in the possession of the public ministry while the authorities deepen the investigations in relation to the case, added the note. The cash was sent to the National Institute for Forensic Sciences, which will determine the exact weight. The ambassador of the United States in Panama, Mari Carmen Aponte, visited the province of Darien, this in order to learn firsthand about the challenges in managing irregular migration, reported the U.S. Embassy in Panama on Monday in a statement. Ambassador Aponte visited the facilities of the National Border Service in Metete. She then toured the host community of Bajo Chiriquito and the migrant shelter in San Vicente, where she spoke with residents of the Imbera indigenous community, migrants and staff from the international organizations that care for them, the statement said. Stories of migrants are heartbreaking. This is a dangerous journey that no one should undertake. It is essential to attack the situations that lead people to leave their countries and also create mechanisms to guarantee humane, safe and orderly migration. We're working closely with Panama on this, said Aponte during her visit to the San Vicente shelter. The statement specifies that the U.S. government allocated close to $18 million in 2022 for humanitarian assistance for refugees and vulnerable migrants in Panama. These funds are delivered to international organizations that have humanitarian assistance programs. This is in the country, such as the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, UNICEF, the International Organization for Migration, and the Pan American Development Foundation. And that's it. There we go. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the local news here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's programme.